Now, folks, this month, a huge opportunity for a planetary parade. Mates, indeed, were messaging last night to say, look out the window, and it didn't. It was just too cosy. But after dark, folks, six of the planets are aligning to create a celestial spectacle. We often run matters like this past David Moore, the editor of Astronomy Ireland magazine. David, how are you today?
Very well, very excited. It's rare we can almost guarantee a clear sky in Ireland, but that's what it looks like we've got tonight and last night, as your friends were saying.
Listen, he messaged me, and there was a wee moon at the bottom, David, and then a big massive sort of a curvy white line in the sky. Was that his phone playing up, or was that an actual feature?
It's hard to say without looking at the photo, but often when you photograph the moon, you'll get internal reflections off the lens elements, and they can be spurious things. People often send us pictures wondering what it is. Basic thing is, move your phone around a little bit. If all the stars on this thing stays in the same place, it's real. If it moves relative to the stars, it's an internal reflection.
Gotcha. When we talk about, all the planets lining up as a good thing in life, and I bet you the ancients looked up and thought, right, what's going on there? They must have known stuff was moving. Maybe they had no idea about sort of heliocentric, a sun at the middle of it all and the planets going around and all. But for aeons, David, thousands of years, they must have looked up and wondered.
Yeah, I mean, you sat there, you were too cozy to look out the window. Yeah. Well, that wouldn't have happened thousands of years ago. And people would have been very much more in tune with the night sky. There were no street lights. So if you went out, you always saw all the stars. You had a fantastic view as long as there were no clouds. And so if you go out tonight, you'll see the moon. And just to its lower left is a brilliant star-like object. It's about 10 times brighter than the real stars in the sky. And that's the planet Jupiter, the first of the six we can talk about. And they would have noticed that the moon certainly moves around the sky very quickly. It moves roughly a handspan at arm's length to the left every night. But the planets, and planet comes from the Greek word meaning wandering star, they moved relative to the stars. So they could plot star maps and they had the constellations. And they were the same century to century. But these planets moved week by week, month by month amongst the stars. So they must have been gods, they assumed, thousands of years ago. That's why they're named after the gods.
And they were looking up, this before even the first rudimentary telescopes and all the rest. They were looking up the same as you and I are looking up. And what's so special about this lineup in particular, David? Why are people so excited about it?
Yeah, this is what we like to feature in our magazine. It's what you can see with the naked eye. There is so much to see every month. So tonight we have Jupiter at its closest to the moon all night long, as soon as it gets dark, till about 4 o'clock in the morning when it sets. And then on Sunday, you've got Mars passing extremely close to the moon. In fact, if you're in northern Scotland, it will go behind the moon. Unfortunately, not for this island, but they've got a treat coming.
Well, so why is that good if it goes behind the moon? If it goes behind the moon, surely that's no good to a gazer.
Well, if you've got a telescope, you can then look at the moon and see the craters on the moon while you watch Mars, a little disc with its own dark markings and its polar cap. I was looking at it in my own telescope last night, slowly being covered by the moon over. It takes just tens of seconds to pass behind the moon. It won't happen this time for us, but I've seen that happen in the past. And that's something you only get to see a few times in your lifetime, especially when you factor in the Irish weather. Yeah. For everybody else with a naked eye, they'll see Mars near the moon on Sunday night. If you've got a pair of binoculars, you'll be able to track it just as it skims the bottom of the moon. I definitely get the family up for that. Might inspire some of the kids to take up a career in science even.
But listen, I was cool. You stole my thunder. I'm going to get the binoculars out. I haven't had them out for years. Will you see anything meaningful? Because all you can see is the wee red one, which is Venus, isn't it? You know that that's a planet. You know the big one's a planet. And then there's the North Star and all the rest. Are a decent pair of binoculars, would you see colour? Would you see feature? Would you see the rings on, which one is the ring? Saturn, isn't it?
Saturn, yeah. Well, the red one you're seeing is actually Mars, and it's over in the east.
Right.
The extremely bright one in the south to west, as soon as it gets dark. In fact, my alarm goes off every day when the sun sets, and I immediately look out the window, and there's Venus with the sun still technically on the horizon. That's how bright it is, and it lasts about 9 o'clock, then it sets. That then leaves Jupiter, center stage, high up in the south, near the moon tonight, again 10 times brighter than the stars, nearly as bright as Venus. And then over to its left, coming up in the east, is the planet Mars. It's actually got two stars, the twins of Gemini, near it, making a sort of an L shape. Really quite spectacular for the next couple of weeks.
And what about the binoculars? What about the binoculars, David? A decent pair of binoculars, could you see features if you had a steady hand?
Well, if you go planets one by one, Venus, not yet, but it will become a very big, thin crescent at, in the next few weeks. Mm. And you should be able to see that with your binoculars, but it'll be tough. A small telescope will be better. Jupiter, you won't see its disk, but you will see its moons either side, especially if you hold the binoculars really steady. Mars, I'm afraid, is just going to look like a brighter, redder star because it's relatively small, even in a telescope. And Saturn, you won't see its rings. And Saturn, by the way, you can see with the naked eye. It's the fourth of the planets we're talking about, of the six. And it's below Venus. It's invisible to the naked eye, but getting a bit low down now.
Gotcha.
The other two, by the way, are Uranus and Neptune, that you need binoculars to see. You'll need a star map. There's one in Astronomy On magazine, the centerfold pages every month. You can use that to track them down. But binoculars are the best telescope to use. The word binocular is just short for a binocular telescope.
Yeah.
We just call them binoculars. We drop the telescope part. There are binocular microscopes, and anything used with two eyes is binocular something.
Gotcha.
So they're about 100 times more powerful than your eyes. Well, a typical 10 by 50 binocular that you'll spend 20 to 30 quid on these days. And if you look at the moon tonight, probably with the naked eye, just to the right of the moon, you'll see a clump of stars, the seven sisters. Point your binoculars at it. It's spectacular. You see about 40 stars with a pair of binoculars, and that's just for one night only with the moon.
And it's the seven sisters, that's the Pleiades, is it?
The Pleiades, exactly.
Yeah. I was online, David. I'm going to take the plunge one of these days. I'll never buy a big expensive one because I'm afraid of. I tried to tackle one in a friend's house out in Donegal once, and it was like, how the heck do you get these things to work, you know, and set them up and all this? But secondhand ones are going half decent, it seems, for about 150 quid. You know, I think you'd be richly rewarded if you took the time to learn how to use the things, huh?
Oh, yeah. I know. I mean, once you've got a telescope, what I tell people is practice on the moon. And this week, the moon's in the evening sky, and we've got some clear skies coming. You know, you learn how to point the telescope, how to focus it properly. And then you've got all this spectacular detail on the moon. Get the whole family out to look at that. Mm-hmm. And I've been looking at the moon for decades, and it never gets old. There's always something new because there's no clouds on the moon. So you can see all this terrain every time you look. And the phases of the moon change. You see something new every time. And don't be too worried about if you do get a telescope. I mean, for free, you can see everything with a naked eye. For 20, 30 quid, you get a pair of binoculars. Maybe you spend 100 quid on a decent telescope. You get to see the moon. You'll see the rings of Saturn. You'll definitely see that crescent phase on Venus. You'll see the cloud belts on Jupiter and its moons easy. And you might even see the disk of Mars. It's actually the closest. It won't be this closer until April 2031. So the next few weeks are a great time to see it. And then after that, you start looking for faint things like star clusters, galaxies. And if you get hooked on the subject like I did as a kid, you end up with a disease called aperture fever, where you just want a bigger and bigger telescope.
It's like fishing. I remember when I was wee, you couldn't wait to get out of school to go fishing. You just had to do it. It was almost involuntary. So there we go. David, listen, we'll take the advice and when we get out, despite the cold, it'll be nippy. But as you say, the forecast is all but perfect for stargazing this evening.
Make the best of these rare clear nights. Only one in nine nights is totally clear. Hmm. And the other thing is, get Astronomy Island magazine. There's loads of things to see in there. It costs around £1 a week. And we'll make sure you don't miss anything with the naked eye, certainly with your binoculars,
okay. And
even some things to see with telescopes.
David, thank you for that. As always, the next four nights, folks, you have the opportunity to pitch into all of that. David Moore, there, the editor of Astronomy Ireland.